Happy cold Monday. Woo! Hey, I want you to know, today doesn't bother me. Because you know why? I got male Ugg boots on. I can handle anything. Yeah, and I am proud to say I have male Ugg boots on. So, you know what? I'm ahead of the hip trend. So, you know, in a year or two, all you other guys are going to catch up. Male Ugg boots. Mugs. So get a hold of these. Hey. It is cold out there, but it's a gift that we can be together Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday in chapels and gatherings to hear God's story get lived out not only through scripture, but also through testimony of people like us, students, faculty, and staff. We're going to have the privilege to hear that today from Donna Garrett, who is in the nursing department. Love those nurses, both male and female nurses. All right. Donna is in her eighth year here at Hope College, and I am not going to take any more of her time, so pray with us together. Lord, thank you, God, that you are writing your story over and over and over again on this campus. And thank you that we get to bear testimony of your work in our lives. So now, through our good sister Donna, speak to us and give us ears to listen. We pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you welcome Donna Garrett?
Well, to be quite honest, when Paul emailed and asked me to share my story during chapel, my very first response was, "Are you kidding me?" And I kind of ignored it for a couple of days. He knows that. Because I honestly didn't think anyone would want to hear my story. I didn't think anybody would be interested because, you see, I didn't think my story was good enough. And you'll come to understand the meaning behind that phrase soon. So it was easy to ignore the email again for a couple of days because I couldn't believe he was asking me. But then my family and I traveled to Colorado for Thanksgiving. And we spent Thanksgiving with our oldest daughter there. Well, while we were out there, I sort of casually mentioned the fact that Paul had asked me to speak in chapel. So with the encouragement of my family, not knowing what I was going to say, but with the encouragement of my family, I agreed to speak. So here I am. Then the next dilemma, what am I going to say? About a week or two before Christmas, I was at church, still trying to figure out my dilemma about speaking in front of all of you guys. Trust me, it's not about nursing. If it was nursing, it would be easy. My pastor in my home church asked a very specific question. And his question was, "Are you blessed? Has the Lord blessed your life?" And I could immediately answer that, yes, I am blessed. And I knew then that that's what I wanted to share with you guys. I wanted to share with you the reason for my answer. Now, from where you sit, it might be very obvious, or it might appear to be very obvious. Have a wonderful job. I'm here at Hope with you guys. And I get to teach something that I absolutely love, nursing. I have a great husband. We have a Christ-centered home. He's a wonderful role model of a Christian man to me, to our daughters. I have two wonderful daughters. They're talented, smart, beautiful. They're awesome people. They're tender-hearted. They're compassionate. They're caring. Some of you might know one or maybe even both of them, but the really awesome thing about them is that they also have a very strong faith in Christ. These are all really good reasons to answer, yes, I am blessed, but that was not my reason for my answer that morning in church because, you see, I didn't grow up in a Christian home. Even though I have a Christian family today, that wasn't the way I grew up. Now, I have a loving and a caring mom, and I have three siblings that are just great people. Two have a strong faith. We're working on the third one. And we went to church as kids. My mom made sure that we got there, and often she went with us, but not always. And as I said, she would take us, she would pick us up. So the adults in those churches really sort of adopted us, and they took us in. They were really good to us. They were great Sunday school teachers. We went to Vacation Bible School. And when I was 10 or 11 years old, I accepted Christ as my Savior and I was baptized. I also spent a lot of time with my grandmother, another wonderful Christian influence in my life. I stayed with her most summers. I went to church with her, Sunday school, vacation Bible school. And all of this really helped a lot because, you see, my dad was a very, very difficult person. He was a very critical person, and he criticized many of the things that we did. You see, we were never good enough. So I worked really hard to try to be good enough. For example, and you guys can relate to this one, I was about an A-minus student in school. Got some A's, got some B-pluses, but it wasn't good enough because they weren't all A's. So I tried something else. I grew up in a family that really loves sports. My dad was a football player in high school. My mom was a basketball player in high school. So I thought I'd try that. Okay, it has to be in my genes, right? So I went out for the girls' basketball team. There's only one problem. I didn't make a basket during the whole week of tryouts. Not one. That didn't work. Again, I wasn't good enough. So now, to go along with this critical nature, my dad is also an alcoholic. And until about 15 years ago, I can't remember many times when he either wasn't drinking or drunk. He wasn't a pleasant drunk, and there were a lot of bad times and bad things that happened. So in addition to struggling with trying to be good enough, I also struggled with the question of, why did these bad things have to happen to me? Or a huge question, a bigger question, why do bad things happen to good people? So now if you're thinking that's not fair and it's not okay, I agree with you 100%. It's not fair and it's not okay. And many, many smart people have tried to figure out the answer to that question. Theologians, philosophers, they've tried to answer the question of why do bad things happen to good people. They've written books about it. And I sought the counsel of some of those individuals and read some of those books. But I still don't have the answer. And I don't know why bad things happen to good people. But I do know this much. It happens. Bad things happen to good people. Bad things happen to bad people. And bad things happen. I'm not trying to minimize it. And I'm not trying to make it okay. Because it really makes you question deep down in your soul who you are and who you're supposed to be. So now I was working really hard at trying to figure out who I was, who I was supposed to be, and how to be good enough at it. No matter how hard I tried or struggled or searched, I never really felt good enough. I wasn't pretty enough. I wasn't smart enough. I wasn't popular enough. I couldn't play sports. And then to top it off, I couldn't sing. Of all things, I was at church, and one of my attempts to try to fit in and be good enough, I decided to join the church choir. People in the church choir looked really happy to me, and they looked like they enjoyed singing, and I wanted to be part of that. But after about two practices, this very kind, middle-aged, gentle lady, the choir director, gently suggested that if I wanted to serve the church, it might be better if I found a different way. I can't sing. Now, please realize, okay, some of us are wonderful at singing, but it's written in the scripture that we're supposed to make a joyful noise to the Lord, not sing in tune, okay? And if I don't make that joyful noise, the rocks will cry out. And I know I can make a more joyful noise than the rocks, so I make a joyful noise. But back to my story. To top off my list of not feeling good enough, I also didn't feel that I was a good enough Christian because I kept making mistakes. God couldn't love me. I wasn't good enough. And my struggle continued on into my adult years until one Sunday evening at about the age of 50. So yes, I'm older than that. I finally realized that God does love me. Not like my earthly father, which was conditional, if I was good enough, but like the heavenly father that he is. It's unconditional. It's unfailing, and it's unconditional. And that was just awesome for me. But you see, I'm not perfect, and at times I make mistakes. And I get drawn back to my old ways of thinking. I'm not good enough. And it's at those times I go back to his word and remember the truth that I found in Psalm 139. Remember, I said I read a lot of books. Well, honestly, this one helped me out the most. Now, I'm going to share with you from Psalm 139. And when I read the Bible, it's God speaking to me. So I'm going to personalize this the way I do for me. Oh, Lord, you have searched me and you know me. Donna, the God of the universe knows me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts, my fears, my doubts, my uncertainties. You discern my going in or my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. You know everything about me. My struggle with grades, sports, my poor attempt to sing. You know my joyful noise. You know the good times and the bad times and the times when I don't feel good enough. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? I can't. I can't get away from it because you are always with me, even when I forget. For you created my innermost being. You knit me together. And I praise you because now this is the really best part of the whole thing. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. So it's by his grace and love, not mine, that I finally figured out who I am. I am a child of God, and I am wonderfully and fearfully made. And yes, I know that in his eyes, I am good enough. And that's the reason that I could honestly answer the question that morning asked by my pastor just before Christmas, are you blessed? Has the Lord blessed your life? And my answer without hesitation was, yes, I am blessed. It's my prayer today for each of you that you also know who you are, a child of God, and that you are blessed. So thank you for being here today, and thank you for hearing my story. Now I think it's time to say, please go in peace and in the knowledge that you are blessed.